Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz learns a few things about slow money, risk, and investment in small local food enterprises in our latest edition of In My Backyard.
Winter is a season when food communities everywhere hold their annual conferences, both to assess the season just finished and the one looming on the horizon. So I know it wasn't exactly in my backyard, but I attended the OFA conference. OFA is the Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association, in February, because the keynote speaker was Woody Tash, founder of Slow Money and author of the book Inquiries into the Nature of Slow Money, Investing as if Food, Farms, and Fertility Mattered. Not familiar with slow money? We've heard the adjective slow applied here and there over the years. Slow food springs immediately to my mind anyway, as a response to our fast and getting faster culture, and slow money is no different. The basic idea is to move at least some of the money we invest in places far away, in businesses we'll never see, back into our own communities, and especially into small local food enterprise. A lot of slow money is about finance, but money affects our social and physical environments, which is something all of us understand. Woody Tash isn't what I expected. He's not a farmer with a story. He's not a food writer telling us a story. And he's not an academic telling us why stories matter. He's a finance guy, albeit a finance guy who was interested in seeing money fund socially and environmentally aware projects. But his current chosen work, after 3 decades kicking around venture capital, philanthropy, and social investing, is to convince people to move some of their money out of what we currently call traditional investment and into small local food enterprise. He sums it up thusly.
In the aggregate, we talk about getting 1 million Americans to invest 1% of their money in local food systems within a decade. That doesn't mean they're all going to do it through slow money, but that's an aspirational goal that we want to get a lot of people doing a little bit near where they live.
Slow Money is a national organization dedicated to getting this across. And currently in the United States, there are 13 chapters that have emerged in 18 or so months since the national organization was formed. These 13 chapters have invested, with Slow Money's help, $14 million in 95 local food projects, farms, equipment, local food distribution, businesses, and other endeavors. Tash estimates that 10 more chapters will start working with the organization in 2012 to funnel more money into similar projects. That's a lot of money, and some of the funded food projects are large. But what about people who don't have a lot of money to invest? Say, someone like me, but still wanted to invest in some sort of local food enterprise, something a little smaller. Is that still slow money?
If you were getting together with your neighbors and you really did find someone who wanted to start a little composting thing and they needed $500 for their first load of something or other, you would probably find a way to chip in and do it with them. The point is you got to have the jargon is social capital, but it's really just community relationships and trust. We were talking about trust this morning, where people are committed to finding some things to do. However big or small, to me, doesn't matter.
The biggest question at the conference, however, was about financial risk. One woman, a banker, stood up during a question and answer session during the conference and told Tash she thought what he was proposing, moving money out of these traditional investments and into something new, was irresponsible.
I say, is it really riskier to invest in a farm down the street when you know the farmer, you know where the farm is, you know who the markets are for the farm's produce? Maybe the farmer needs a tractor. Maybe he wants to expand his marketing a little bit. Maybe he needs some other equipment. Yes, that is risky, but life is risky. You know, I'd rather take some of my money out of those big global risks and bring the risks closer to home and things that I understand more.
He was having dinner with her later that night. I should probably find out how that went. Remember, slow and steady wins the race. This is Lisa Brotz for In My Backyard.
Lisa Brotz's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.